It's time now to get an update on Play Your Part, which is an RNIB campaign to get you involved with RNIB to help shape the future as a charity goes forwards. And somebody who can tell you more about this is Natalie Swiderska from RNIB. Hello, Nat.
Hello again. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, Play Your Part, what is that all about?
Right, yep. So Play Your Part is a place where you can find out about all the different opportunities, different pieces of research, bits of work, where you can play your part and get involved, give your opinion, tell us about your experiences to sort of help shape what we're developing, what we're thinking, what we're working on. It covers a lot of RNIB internal kind of projects and research and other kind of developments we're doing, but it also provides information about other external organisations and other student researchers and other big companies that are looking for your opinion on how you live your life and what your experiences are to help shape their work as well. So yeah, it's very varied, lots of things going on, and the opportunities kind of come through pretty much daily, so there's always something new for someone there.
So what opportunities have we got at the moment?
So it's relatively quiet at the moment. I think it's because it's not sort of that research sort of timeline, but we've got one that's come in from NatCen, and that is apparently Britain's largest independent social research agency. Get my words out. They've been working with government and charities for about 40 years, looking into different social issues. But they've got one at the moment. They contacted us directly, looking for people to talk about their experiences of hate crimes. It's obviously quite a difficult subject for some people, but they want to know a little bit more about the motivations and barriers as to why people don't report that. Your interactions with the police or any other support agencies in relation to those experiences. So, yeah, they just want to kind of spend some time talking with you. Anything that may have happened to you from last year, 2017. To take part in that, there is a free phone number, an email, or you can find out more information on their website. But I would suggest the best way of getting in touch about that is to probably contact the team more generally, and they can give you all those specific contact details, or as you said last week, Google RNIB, Play Your Part, and you'll find the information there.
And of course, this could include perhaps if you've been out with a guide dog and that's had some abuse as well, or anything like that. They want to hear about this then.
Experiences of related to your race, religion, disability, anything specific to your age, your gender, any physical, verbal abuse, or even online incidences they're looking for. You'll also get a small donation for your time as well, and they'll cover any travel costs that might be relevant. So, do have a look if this resonates with you. Understandably, they'll handle it with very much care, and everything you tell them will be in confidence. But do take a look at the information, because obviously, if there's a link to a crime, then you will need to understand your position on that. But just take a look at their information.
And it is a great opportunity, because sometimes I think we feel that we don't know where to go to talk about some of these issues.
Absolutely, yeah, and it can be very difficult. And sometimes you don't know if someone's going to take you seriously, particularly if it's you think it's a small incident, but if it's affected you in any significant way, or you're kind of, it's been bothering you, then this might be something they'll be interested to hear about. This is exactly why they want to talk to people, to find out why it is that people don't report it, or if they've had problems in reporting it and being taken seriously. So yeah, very, very useful, especially like you say, with a lot of people maybe who get abuse in the street for their guide dog or for their cane use. So yeah, definitely worth thinking about.
And something that's quite new with RNIB, we've been trying out, and we have to say a big thank you actually to a lot of you. It's the quick polls. Tell us a bit about them.
Oh yes, quick polls is my pet project at the moment. Very exciting. So we've been increasing on numbers a number of you have been taking part in that, which is fantastic. I cannot thank people enough for getting involved in this. We started off with only 8 replies, and the last poll that's about to close tomorrow is currently at 158 responses. So we've done enormously well. Thank you so much for getting involved. The more of you that reply to this, the more we can do with it. So the quick poll is a quick, snappy question, usually takes less than a couple of minutes to do. and they cover lots of different topics, sometimes something fun, something topical, something that's maybe related to something that the managers or the teams in R&IB are working on, and they need a quick response to a thought or a development they're working on. So really, really good and quite fun and easy to do.
Yeah, and I've looked at it and I can do it, so that shows how simple it is. Because, for instance, we did one on audio description, whether people like it or they don't like it or whatever, and it's like four little tick box questions, and it's as simple as that. And a man who loves to talk about quick polls and get involved is Community Engagement Officer Timothy Rayner. He joins us now. Hello.
Hello.
And tell us a bit about the polls, because you like them, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a massive addict, and it's a great it's great for me that as part of my job as a community engagement coordinator, I get to kind of see the quick polls first. I get to check them out, see if there's anything, see if they're working all correctly. I've just been a huge fan of them since they started. It's always great fun to just fill those things in, and then I'm a huge fan of statistics and figures. I'm a little bit of a nerd, if I have to confess that. But you know, it's just huge fun to take part in that. And the great thing about it is, as already stated, it's kind of great fun on one level, but also there's useful stuff that can be found out and can be worked on. So yeah, huge fan of the quick polls.
Because R&IB are really basically giving the Connect community really a place to air their opinions about the charity and the charity going forward. So it really is a great opportunity, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. You can always make assumptions about different things that people want or need, but until you've actually asked, you don't really know. So that's where the power of the quick polls comes into play, I suppose.
So Natalie, you said so far the latest one we've got 158 responses.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't sound like many, but it's definitely really, really worthy. I mean, it's from how we normally do any kind of questionnaire within R&IB, we don't get a lot of responses to kind of those ones that are down to you to complete. So we've done a great lot of work in actually getting more people to do these off the cuff and kind of respond to them. So yeah, they're going in the right direction. We need to probably get to around nearly 500. So we've got a little way to go yet, but I'm pretty certain we'll get there. I think with all your support and everybody else in the community getting involved in these, people like Tim getting excited by them each week, I think we'll get there pretty soon. So, but I mean, up until that point, we are still learning a great deal. There's some amazing kind of information coming through, some fabulous quotes, and we share the results of each quick poll on the R&IB Connect community boards as well, which we'll tell you about at the end, so you can read all of the results from that. They always go back to a relevant team member or manager to comment on. They're learning all the time about what's being said in the community, so we're kind of developing our thinking as we go. So it's always very useful, and even if it's something that we necessarily can't act upon, it's kind of really interesting to kind of get the feeling of what people are thinking about and how they react to stuff. So it's all very good. It's all great stuff.
So if you're listening just now and you're thinking, I'm a bit shy about getting involved with this kind of thing, it's so simple. I checked out a quick way of doing it last week, and it was just search for R&IB quick poll. And there you were, bang, straight on the latest one. And as I say, it just takes seconds just to read the simple question and tick it. Timothy, tell us the best ways to get involved with this then.
Well, yeah, as already stated, you can go online. If you have any problems with accessibility, you know, whether you find the website difficult or if you aren't internet connected, you can just call us on 0303 1234 555. If you're internet connected but really email's only your thing, you can send us your answers by sending it to connect@rnib.org.uk, and we will basically fill out those forms on your behalf. It's all anonymous as well, so you know, you don't have to be worried about other people knowing what your views are. So yeah, really good.
And as Natalie says, you can search for R&IB Play Your Part, and that will give you a link to it, or R&IB Quick Poll, and that will take you to it as well. Well, lots to be getting on with, and we'll catch up in another couple of weeks, and you never know, we might have hit that 500 mark on the target. Natalie Swiderska and Timothy Rayner, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.